that sweet aroma. I'm bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, Scott Harold on the radio is about to make my day.
Our third annual SOS Summer Splash is coming up Friday, July the 13th at Wet n Wild in Las Vegas. Five-time Grammy-nominated artist Brandon Heath's going to be braving the Nevada desert temperatures this year, and he's going to join us. He is on the phone right now. Good morning, Brandon.
I know. I hope you guys are going to provide me with a little shade when I'm playing music. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat, whatever that means.
Right. I still will most likely jump into the wave pool at the end of my set.
Yeah, don't short out your guitar, though.
I will take the guitar off before I jump in.
Yeah, I don't know how familiar you are with our summers in Vegas, but yeah, they tend to be on the little toasty side.
Yeah, I've been out there a couple of times. I mean, you're in the desert, so, you know, it kind of comes with the land that you live in. But hey, that's why we have water parks, right?
Exactly. You know, I'm going to be floating in the lazy river if you need me. I'll just have, like, the tube hanging over there. Dan's going to be playing the music all throughout the park all day. Robert's going to be setting up, like, doing the races over on the slides. Get, like, six people lined up with the big bullhorn and prizes. And we're like, go, 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 go.
Oh, man, I might have to get in on those races. That sounds fun. I went on the website last night for a while just to kind of see what they had. And it looks like a lot of fun.
Did you see that one slide that looks like the toilet bowl that goes round and around and around?
Yeah, and there was one that looked like it was kind of like a big, like, ramp. I'm hoping that you don't actually go off the ramp, but you go back down into the water. But yeah, I mean, it's funny what they can do with inner tubes and, you know, people these days.
When we were kids, we would do this sort of stuff with our buddies, and we'd have, like, the pool in the backyard, and we'd move the trampoline up next to it or get a slide next to it. Or...
Oh, man, we got the slip and slide here in Tennessee where I live, so... That's the redneck water park right there.
You get the old blue tarp and hang it on the side of the hill, a couple of hoses.
That's
and...
right, man. We don't even have, like, the patented slip and slide. We just use, like, garbage bags or, like, garbage rolls or tarps. You're right. And then a lot of soap.
The soap, seriously.
Yeah. It doesn't come off for a few days. Or it's the cleanest I've been in years.
Downloading audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Brandon Heath today at SOS Radio. He is headlining SOS Summer Splash this summer on July the 13th. But you and your wife, you weren't exactly taking vacation, but you were doing camp up in Canada last week.
Yeah, man. We went up to this Young Life camp up there called Malibu. Every summer since I was 16, I go up to this summer camp, and it's kind of like, okay, it's summertime, you know, and it's a place where we share the gospel, and high school kids, whether they're believers or not, come to these camps, and we just share the gospel with them. So we were kind of christening this new building. We call it our club room, and that's where we share the talk and sing songs. So it was really, really cool to be back up there.
So Young Life played a role in your faith journey when you were a teenager. Was that the camp that you went to?
Yeah. Young Life is an organization that they often share the gospel with high school kids who have never heard the gospel before. So that was me in high school, and I went to this camp after only having really been involved with Young Life for like 2 weeks. So I barely knew what it was. But this camp looked amazing on the video that they showed us. So I went, and man, I found Jesus there. It was just this amazing turning point in my life. It was so much more than just fun. And it was a lot of fun, but I learned about community and just about my faith. And I think as a high school kid, it's the perfect time to make that kind of decision for your life.
So you're just talking about community. Yeah, obviously organizations like Young Life place a high value on that. And as you've grown in your faith and you've discovered more about who Jesus is, a lot of people think like, hey, all I need is Jesus. But we miss out if we don't plug into the community part of it afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I honestly did not really grow up in a faith community, even though, you know, I grew up in the South. Everybody kind of says they're Christians around here. But, you know, I never went to church growing up. And one of the things that you do, especially at camp as a faith community, it's about service. You know, we pay our way there, and then we're there for like a month, and we're working harder than we've ever worked before. But honestly, you're tired, but you're in this community of people that have the same goal. And it really showed me what I want Christian faith to be. And the goal, obviously, is to love people. And that's what God calls us to do. And yeah, you're tired, but oh my gosh, I don't know that I've had more of an example of what servanthood is to people and to Jesus than I did at camp. And it kind of set the tone for the rest of my life.
Brandon Heath's going to be hanging out with us at this year's SOS Summer Splash. We were just talking about his passion for Young Life. Now, Brandon, you and your wife, CB, recently got back from serving at that same Young Life camp up in Canada where you actually found your faith, you know, and it's got to be even a little more fun and rewarding when you get to volunteer and serve with your wife by your side.
Yeah, man. And we took my baby. We just had a baby girl 6 months ago, and this was my first time to take our baby up to Malibu, and it was awesome. It's so cool, like, place that you spent your own childhood to bring your own child there. It's just kind of a full circle moment.
Obviously, that was a big part of your faith journey, and when you get to share that with your wife, what were some of those conversations like as you were walking right through that right there?
Well, you know, one thing that I realized is that Young Life, especially, is kind of like its own subculture. So I threw my wife into the deep end of that culture. And, you know, we've kind of got our own lingo. There's summer staff. There's work crew. There's assignment team. It's, you know, so I had to kind of school her in what all the people's roles are there. And then to be there together to serve high school kids, we actually sent a couple of kids to camp this summer because how much we love Young Life and how much they love kids. So we're just behind them, and we actually got a picture of a kid who was on a plane last night to go up to Malibu. So it's cool to be a part of his experience this summer and, you know, kind of live vicariously through him.
That's fun. So many memories. I mean, where did you fit in when you were in like seventh grade?
No, man, seventh grade, those were awkward years. I got my first pair of glasses in sixth grade, which I still wear glasses. You know, you're kind of going through hormones. You kind of like got the acne thing going on. You got glasses, braces. I thankfully had pretty good teeth, so I didn't have the double whammy glasses and braces. But, you know, middle school is just this awkward time anyways. But I learned a lot, and honestly, I have a big heart for people who are in seventh and eighth grade, because it's often when you kind of have your first crush, it's when you get your first heartbreak, maybe your first D or F in school. You know, it's a challenging time to be in school. So I learned a lot from that time, and certainly glad that I survived it.
So working at Young Life Camp year after year, and you think back to who you were when you were in junior high, do you think our kids have it a lot harder today, or you think it's just accelerated by technology?
I think in some ways it is harder. I think, you know, with social media, it's easy to bully people, and especially in middle school, man, I was bullied in middle school, and I can't imagine not escaping it at home if it still exists online, and you know, what people can do with technology to kind of give people a hard time. I feel bad for kids at times. But, you know, one of the things about Young Life Camp, or just camp in general, it's often in a place where it's out of range of cell phone and technology. And so I think kids really kind of get a break from all that. And I need a break from it as an adult. I don't know about you, but I feel like everything I do now is on social media, and we're all glued to our phones, and so I think in some ways it is harder to be a high school kid now, and in some ways it's easier.
The SOS Radio Podcast. Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking to Brandon Heath on SOS Radio today. You know, as you work with teens now, where are you seeing their heart in regard to the way that they see Jesus? I mean, Young Life is really reaching out to kids who haven't heard a whole lot about Jesus in school or in their circle of influence. But when they come and you're just trying to meet them where they are, where are you seeing them searching?
Well, you know, A lot of us feel like kids are different than they used to be, and I would argue that they're not. I mean, they definitely have new challenges, but I think the need is still the same, to know that you belong. You know, I think a lot of teenagers are just trying to figure out who they are and what they believe, and I think it's like the prime time to tell them about their creator and to tell them why they were created. I think that has not changed over the decades, centuries, millennia. You know, like, we all just want to know who we are and where we came from. I think kids are the same as they've always been. They have that same question.
And I love the fact that you and your wife and so many of your friends and family have seen how God's worked that through you and are willing to pay that forward to this next generation.
Kind of brought up a good point. One thing that happened to my family after I came back from camp and started to really walk with Jesus, both of my parents ended up coming to know the Lord. You know, as a high school kid, to see your parents start asking questions about their own faith, it's often like a seed that can be planted in your family. And so, man, I'm just so thankful that they know the Lord. My dad passed away actually last year, and I was with him when he prayed to accept the Lord into his life. And the Lord accepted him a long time ago, but he just needed to accept forgiveness and reconciliation. And there was a lot of work that was done before he died. But ultimately, I know where he is now. And man, that's a great peace that I can live with now.
Talking to Brandon Heath today at SOS Radio, and he's going to be performing at SOS Summer Splash. You can mark it on your calendar for Friday, July the 13th over on Wet n Wild. It's going to be fun, Brandon.
Hey, I'm bringing my swim trunk. I'm going to get into the fun. Don't worry about that.
Don't forget the sunscreen.
My water wings.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.